They go nuts at the people who pull back the curtain and show that the emperor has no clothes. And that's why they're obsessed with InfoWars. That's why they're obsessed with Alex Jones. But what they don't realize is they can't defeat the audience, because the audience is what fuels InfoWars. And the audience is...
And that's not a pat on the head, folks. Without you, we're doomed. And it'll be okay. And they even admit in the articles, like, well, the disease is already spread and people are... It's not a disease. It's called victory.
Exactly. It's independence. It's true. It's independence of thought, independence of action, independence of spirit, independence of soul. It's keeping the soul of humanitarianism alive against these institutional threats and these power-driven individuals. And that's what is unique and exceptional about it. The American democratic experiment can only work with an independent free press, and the only truly independent free press in the world is InfoWars. And that's why they see it as such a threat.
InfoWars. The most banned network in the world.
And again, we're not trying to obsess over InfoWars. The enemy is obsessing over us. There I was last night while I was listening to the coverage of Clown World during the debate we'll be covering tonight with Biden, all the rest of it. I'll be here as well, but I left halfway through it because I was just, I couldn't handle it. I mean, I'll be honest, I couldn't look at him anymore. It was so horrible, I couldn't watch it. So please tune in. It's so horrible. No, but we've got to analyze it. We've got to expose them. They want us to give up. You know, that's part of it. But the crew will be here. I'll be here as well. But so I said, let me go to Bing, which Microsoft owns, and it's still censored, but nothing like Google. And there was hundreds of articles I hadn't seen because I've been getting Google alerts on my name. And I thought, you know, it's so censored. I bet I'm not getting articles except, you know, the ones they want people to see on Google. Sure enough, GQ, New York Times, hundreds of articles, literally, that I saw. I probably read 20 of them. And here are some of them. And again, this isn't about Alex Jones. This is about the control and the manipulation. There's a whole new YouTube scandal where somebody at the debate talked about the Federal Reserve. So Google ran and censored that. The whole point is censorship. Alex Jones looks set to be brought down once and for all, GQ. And they literally say that I'm this all-powerful demon that beat up children as a child and painted my tongue black. None of this is true, but they've learned outrageous lies must be true because they're so crazy. You know, all of it. And but what they say in here is that I've got to be destroyed, but they say it's a consolation prize. They can't get Trump, but they can get me, and then he won't have his base. As if I went away, the base wouldn't still support Trump. It's just pure idiocy. So here's another one. Alex Jones under oath is an antidote to post-age truth, New York Times. And it says he's a hashtag resistance consolation prize. So this is everywhere in the news that I'm a consolation prize. And here's another one. No, Alex Jones is not a seer about sex abuse conspiracies. And the National Review criticized their own reporter for saying I was right. And then I found all these articles that never made the Google feed of all the mainstream news saying people that had souls, well, I guess Alex is actually right. I had no idea there were all these articles admitting that I was right about that. So that's pretty big.
Well, yeah, in fact, what happened right after Epstein is a writer wrote for The Week, which is a left-leaning publication, which he said, if you follow the Fox News world or the mainstream media world, you cannot understand Epstein. But if you followed Alex Jones in InfoWars, you could fully predict and forecast exactly what was going to happen. I was watching the movie The Whistleblower, where I was like, if she had spent any time watching InfoWars, she could have better defended those kids and what was happening in the human trafficking by DynCorp and other related entities working with the UN. But because to her, that world didn't exist. Her world was the New York Times world. She couldn't forecast what was really happening.
And that's it. They live in the fantasy land of these high rises and these corporate constructs, and they're telling us we live in fantasy land.
Exactly, because the reality is a reality that contradicts their fantasy world and that can't create or recreate the propagation of power that they're able to maintain and sustain with their fantasy world. And so that's why there's this constant attack on you, which is really a constant attack on the audience, because this is such a powerful, independent voice.
Well, it's like that line written by Millis in Apocalypse Now, where you got the army assassin. He's about to go out and meet with the general and, you know, try to go kill Colonel Kurtz. And he's saying, you know, I'm here in the hotel drinking, partying, getting weaker. Charlie's out there in the jungle getting stronger. We're in the jungle. And as long as we stay in the fight, resistance is victory. We're getting stronger. They're getting weaker.
Absolutely. And that's seen repeatedly. And what they're obsessed with is they can't believe InfoWars' audience is willing to sustain InfoWars against this institutional onslaught. And so the fact that people continue to back it, continue to support it, continue to find different products that they like to support their lifestyles, but also support InfoWars to keep the scale and scope expanding and deepening across the globe, where you have InfoWars as a broader audience now in Australia and Canada and in Europe and other places, where the same populist message is spreading around the globe. They're shocked shocked that that's happened, because in their fantasy land, they could control people's thoughts and scare people and terrorize people into self-censorship, which would then lead to censorship of InfoWars and Alex.
And by the way, the great part about InfoWars worldview, which they say in this Esquire article, is Jones has shifted the whole paradigm. I haven't shifted any paradigm. You're known liars. You've been found out. You've just chosen to think that I'm the one that did it. But the truth is, once you understand the globalist model, then everything makes sense. You know how to beat them. And that's why they're so pissed. We've been in the dark the whole time. They've got night vision killing us in the dark. InfoWars is like night vision. Now you're on an even playing field. Now you can see.
Well, you saw it yesterday in live time where Millie Weaver was debating this person who was following her around outside the Democratic debates. And what happened is, and this person was like, oh, you know, you're obsessed with the frogs turning gay. And she pointed out that, in fact, you were ahead of the curve talking about environmental pollution impacting species. And that's what that entire thing is about. And she was completely shocked. She didn't even realize that. So the independent audience does their own independent investigation that supports the inquiries that InfoWars does, that spreads knowledge in a way that helps predict and forecast how the entire world looks. And that's why if you've followed InfoWars, you can forecast what's going to happen in the movie The Whistleblower. You can forecast what's going to happen with Epstein. You understand it. You can put it into context.
Because criminals follow a criminology more than the general public follows an OCD. You think of someone OCD as following programs or being Asperger's. Criminals, in the type of criminality they are, follow exact paradigms. It's how cops can get maps and figure out when the next serial killing thing's going to happen 6 months from now and where. It's because there's a weird pattern.
Exactly. It's patterns. It's recognizing their mentality and their mindset. The mindset of these elites is an anti-human, pro-authority mindset that wants to control and seize populations as cattle. They see them as labor. They see them as sources of pleasure. They see them as sources and tools of they can have power over. They don't see human beings. They don't see individuals. They're institutional in approach.
They don't see something valuable to interface with.
Exactly. And that's what the counter is. If you understand.
They want to run you instead of interface. I want to interface with you.
Exactly. And what you're uncloaking is this anti-humanitarian objective that for them, sex trafficking is second nature. Because once
we're masters. We traffic humans.
Exactly. They're just appropriate in their world. Because just as it's appropriate to tell a three-year-old what gender they are, even against their own biology.
It's all about power.
Exactly. It's because they don't see humans. They're anti-human. They're pro-power. They're pro-authoritarian. They're pro-institutional. They're not pro-individual. They're not pro-human.
The truth is they're mentally ill.
Oh, completely mentally ill. And they want to spread their mental illness to the rest of the world. They want to pervert the entire world.
They want to make our environment their environment.
Exactly. And because they're unable and unsuccessful to do so, they go nuts at the people who pull back the curtain and show that the emperor has no clothes. And that's why they're obsessed with InfoWars. That's why they're obsessed with Alex Jones. But what they don't realize is they can't defeat the audience, because the audience is what fuels InfoWars. And the audience is...
And that's not a pat on the head, folks. Without you, we're doomed. And it'll be okay. And they even admit in the articles, like, well, the disease is already spread and people are... It's not a disease. It's called victory.
Exactly. It's independence. It's true. It's independence of thought, independence of action, independence of spirit, independence of soul. It's keeping the soul of humanitarianism alive against these institutional threats and these power-driven individuals. And that's what is unique and exceptional about it. The American democratic experiment can only work with an independent free press, and the only truly independent free press in the world is InfoWars. And that's why they see it as such a threat. And that's why we are able to forecast and foreshadow what's going to happen in the democratic debates in ways they can't.
When are you going to forecast tomorrow? You know what? Let's do one more segment. Mike Adams is coming up, but he understands. I'll push him back to 15 after, because I've got to get to this. I've done a bunch of reports that are very good. I was on ManCal, good friend of mine, this morning on WLS in Chicago. He came out of retirement. He syndicated again. He is as smart as I am. He just won't say it all, but he kind of went off and said even more today than I've said about where the rabbit hole goes with the child molestation and the vampiric psychic stealing that's going on. We're going to get to that. Also, my 26-month-old daughter singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. It was an encore this morning. She did it. I asked her to do it again. I want to show good versus evil coming up here as well. But I want to, why don't I just ask you to hold over? Oh, you're handicapping tonight's debate.
Yep, forecasting and foreshadowing whether Biden can speak correctly and whether Harris will race bait again.
Okay, and then we've got more coming up.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Well, today, InfoWars Live Protein Bar. I just devoured your cousin, InfoWars Live Protein Bar. They taste like candy bars. This is what I want. This is what I need. But my God, there's no color. But my God, it's solid. Protein bar, highest quality. 12 bars, highest quality. Now, you can bite into it easily, but you're going to be like, what in the world's going on here?
Important. I'm 45 years old. When I was 35, I swam up to 2 miles a day sometimes and would jog and couldn't lose weight because I didn't have the missing links. I was deficient in things that nobody ever told me I was deficient in. I knew all about the Private Federal Reserve, the Trilateral Commission, the New World Order, Jeffrey Epstein and the pedophile rings. I knew all about geopolitical systems and the old Soviet Union and how the globals put the Chi-Coms in. But I didn't know about PQQ. I didn't know about CoQ10. I didn't know about all this. And I didn't know about clean iodine. And yeah, I want to fund my operation. I want you to get products that have changed my life and changed so many other people's lives that have 98% reviews. And then experience that I'm not BSing you. So that for some of you, maybe in the first time in your life, you're going to experience somebody that treats you like they want to be treated. Let me tell you something right now. You see DNA Force? I went out to top manufacturers, the most respected, most highly tested. And I said, I want the strongest PQQ CoQ10 overall formula that has pure non-synthetic stuff in it that's ever been put on the market. And they said, well, that's like a $22 each bottle. I said, I want to put $50 a bottle in. They said, nobody's ever done that. Then I signed a contract to double the amount I was going to buy. I got it down to $30-something a bottle for what it cost me to make this. Nobody does that. Ladies and gentlemen, you read what's in this and you research every ingredient in this and then you experience it for yourself. It's incredible.
InfoWars presents The David Knight Show, The Alex Jones Show, and The War Room with Owen Troyer. InfoWars.com/show.